Okay, so we left off with a problem. Rashi learns that Asher Pesach Chol Moed teaches you that when you come out of the Heichal and you're dealing with Chatos HaPnimios, that the Shiorei Hadam, the Shirayim, are poured on the Yesod Ma'aravi of the Mizbeach. Because it says Asher Pesach El Mizbach Ha'Ola, El Yesod Mizbach Ha'Ola Asher Pesach Ol Moed. So that means the western side. Because that's the one that's Asher Pesach Ol Moed. And Rashi, according to Tosus, leaves out the Girsa of Ahuda Paga Bereisha. Because Tosus takes Asher Ahuda Paga Bereisha to be based on the concept of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvos. And then Tosas raises a kasha. The bottom line is, why do you need the pasuk altogether? Why don't you just simply say Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvos? As you see, the Gemara says it by the case of Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi versus Hatavas Chamesh Neros of the menorah. Which one do you do first every morning? And the answer is, you do Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi because that's the one that you pug up a ratio. When you walk into the Heichal, the Mizbeach is slightly to the east. It juts out slightly to the east more than the menorah does, or for that matter, the Shulchan also. And therefore, since it's Pug HaBereisha, Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvos. So you do Disha Mizbeach before you do Hatavish Chamesh Neros. All right? And also, but we'll get into that. Also, Tos says that's Avuri Dra Totafta. Why you can't, you have to do the Shal Yad before the Shal Rosh. Whatever that means. But whatever it means, you do that. You do it in that order because of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvos. So Tosas answers, "Yesh lomer lo shayach eim avir and al mitzvos lo kishyesh shtei mitzvos lefanav, kigon dishim mizbeach pnimi o menorah, o kigon mitzvos kronos." Meaning that's not two mitzvos literally, but it's but there are two separate places where to do, or could be four places, but. But you have these different places, different chronos of the Mizbeach, where to do the Zrika. So where do you start? So the rule is, you base it on Eim Avirin. But Tosa says, of all the kfoa mako mashvicha shirayim lo kavinan. But to designate a place where to pour out the shirayim, that you can't designate mehai taima, for based on that reasoning of Eim Avirin. Ilav the gully krob behedja. If it wouldn't be the fact that the Torah specifically states where it should be. Okay? So the question is, we wanted to find the Kasha and Teretz of Tosis. Rashi learns it out from the Pasuk itself, not based on the principle of Eim Avirin. Because it says, El Yesod Mizbach Ha'Ola, Asher Pesach Ha'Moed. So the Torah is telling you where to pour out the Shirayim. On the Yesod. Now there are two possible Yesods, Yesodos. There's the Yesod Maravi and Yesod Dromi. So it says, Asher Pesach Ol Moed.
So then who's saying Eim Avirin?
How did Eim Avirin get into the picture? Well, let's just keep it simple. For Tosis, it gets into the picture, because Tosis is asking, yeah, why don't you use the principle of Eim Avirin? Why don't you just call up the principle of Eim Avirin to determine which Yesod of the Mizbeach you should use? That's Tosas Kasha.
Okay, so he's not arguing on Rashi, other than saying why didn't he use Eim Avirin?
Right. No, first he states just that Rashi did not base it on that principle.
Okay.
Rashi's not Gores the Gemara that says Ahuda Paga Bereisha. And then once he says that, and now he makes the case for Rashi, but then he raises the question. why don't you use the principle of Eim Avirin in this way, and then God didn't have to write Asher Pesach Hol Moed? You know it based on this basic universal rule. That would tell you where to do it. So he is.
But even if you... Okay, so let's take it from there. So even if it's...
Isn't that just
explaining, clarifying the pasuk?
Okay, that's a different question. It's not our topic. You're asking a different question. You're asking, why does Ahuda Pagah Bereshit evince the principle of Ein Ma'avirin? A different kind of problem. It's not our problem right now.
Okay.
By the way, Josh, if you look into Tos himself, he says, Velo Goris, Mashakasa Visforim, Ahuda Pagah Bereshit, Mishim Demashma Mitam Shein Ma'avirin Alamitzis. Velo Min HaPasach Pesach Ol Moed. So it says it's mashma. All right, but that's a separate problem, as I said. So I'm learning like this. That Tosis has as a premise that the din of Shirayim is a kiyum in the Mizbeach. It's a kiyum Mizbeach. And now what Tosa's question is about the principle of Ein Ma'avirin. Do you say that Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos tells you that the moment you have an opportunity to do a Maisa HaMitzvah, that you should immediately engage in that Maisa? If that's the principle, then that would tell you that since once you come out of the Heichal and you meet up with the Yesod Ma'aravi, that right away gives you the opportunity to do the Maisa Mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim. To go to a different Yesod, like the Yesod Dromi, would be to not take the opportunity and pass by it. There was an opportunity to engage in a Maisa Mitzvah, and now you decided to not accept that possibility. And you walk around the Mizbeach to a different Yesod. So that if you learn it in the context, Eim Avirin al HaMitzvos is in the context of the Maisa HaMitzvah, so then it should apply. Because there are two possibilities where you could do this Maisa HaMitzvah. So you should have engaged the first opportunity. But if you say that no, Eim Avirin al HaMitzvos means that you can't be ma'avir on the chefta of the mitzvah. That's what you can't be ma'avir. In other words, when a mitzvah presents itself, you have no right to go to Just give me a second. Yeah, there's. I don't want. I have no right when I have the opportunity to engage in a kiyum. A kiyum in a chefta. Okay, I have no right to pass by that, and to engage in a different kiyum in a chefta. Let me see if I can make that more clear. In other words, over here, it's the Shirayim is a kiyum in the Mizbeach. It's a kiyum Mizbeach. And now, if I would pass by it, but I'm not passing by it, because since it's a kiyum in Mizbeach, by going to another side, I haven't gone to a new anything new. It's the same key HaMizbeach. I haven't engaged in any kind of, I haven't dropped this one for a different key HaMizbeach. It's the same thing. So which one I choose would make no difference from the standpoint of Ein Ma'avirin. That's why Tosafot says it has to be two things. Either two mitzvahs, so I have a possibility of engaging this Chefetz Shel mitzvah, and now, like I, for instance, Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi, I have the mitzvahs Dishan HaMizbeach versus Hatavas Neros. So by not engaging in Dishan Mizbeach and then skipping over to the menorah, that's a completely different Kiyum HaMitzvah in the Chefetz. Or even Shtei Kronos. See, in Shtei Kronos, each Keren, it demands a, it's not just simply a din in, what do you call it? Simply one Kiyum in the Mizbeach. It's not true. There's a Kiyum Mizbeach through this Keren, and then there's a different Kiyum Mizbeach through the other Keren. So to pass over this Kiyum Mizbeach for another Kiyum Mizbeach, you can't do either. But if it's one Kiyum Mizbeach, and now the question is, I could do it, you know, earlier or later, that's not Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvahs. It's not considered qualitatively an act of Ha'avara. Because I'm not giving up, I'm not dropping a Kiyum Mizbeach. I'm engaged in the same Kiyum Mizbeach. I'm not going anywhere else. That's what I'm trying to say.
Rabbi?
Yeah, David asked, is this only halacha if Ma'im Avirin from one mitzvah to another? What happens if you Ma'avir a mitzvah to Chulin? This Davar Chol. Now I'd say it's a Kavah Chomer. See, Rashi says in Yoma, Ein Ma'avirin, HaPogeya B'mitzvah Lo Yavor Mimena, V'nafkalam B'mechilto, Mishmarta B'samatzos, Kari B'yas HaMitzvos, Lo Tamtin Lo, Shetach Metzu T'yoshein. So you see, it's halacha in the being Ma'avir Mimena, that it should not, you know, get old and fermented. So I would say certainly, it's saying even if you go to another mitzvah is a problem. It's a lach in the object that you're being that you're passing by, that you're dropping, that you're not, you know, taking the ball and running with it, as they say. What I'm saying conceptually is that the bizui is in terms of the chafta. That's what I'm really saying. The bizui is in terms of the chafta. So it's only if you drop this kiyum in the chafta for another one. That's where it will be. That will be the problem. It's a bizui in terms of the chafta. It's not simply a seder in how to do the Maisa Mitzvah. At the first opportunity you have it to do a Maisa, you should grab hold of it and do it. No. The Bizui is in terms of the Chafza. So only if I drop that Chafza, that Kiyam Chafza, and I go to something else, that's when you'll have the problem. That's when you'll trigger the Isra of Ein Ma'avirin. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the argument going the other way now is that, no, Ein Ma'avirin is a specific Isser to guard against a person saying to himself the rationalization, well, what's the big deal if I don't do this mitzvah, I want to do another one now. But really, it wouldn't apply to, let's say, Chulin. You know, Davar Chol. You drop this for a Chol. That would be, of course, maybe a worse philosophical problem. The guy drops a mitzvah for But Eim Avirin is specifically addressing the dropping of one mitzvah for another. And Rashi there, and what I use as a proof for Chol, they'll argue, no, Rashi's just explaining to you what the problem is. That the bottom line is, even though you as a Gavra are engaging in another mitzvah, but now there's a problem that you are mavir mimena from the first mitzvah and caused it lahachmitz uliyashen. And that's the bizui. That could be. I hear you guys. I wish I knew the answer.
What I was thinking, you know, when originally asking the question is, if you were to go that way, just what's the sense of that? I mean, what's the sense of only having havara on a mitzvah if it's...
No, I mean, I guess you're right. It would be, maybe this needs a better definition. What's the basic problem? What is Eim Avirin al HaMitzvos? Maybe we have to sharpen that point and not just leave it in the more general category of bizui.
Oh, you know, Rabbi, I just thought
of something. As long as we've gotten to this point, really, how do you understand the derivation? Ushmartem es hamatzos, karibe es hamitzvos. Lo tamtin la, shetachmitz utiyoshein. In other words, the Mechilta has a certain, although it's a drash, it does have a certain literal quality to it. Because what does Ushmartem es hamatzos teach you? That you have to be vigilant about matzos. Right? And make sure that there's no chimutz. And now, in the drash, they're being very literal that that's what it means by mitzvahs too. What does that mean? That it shouldn't be shlo tachmitz utiyoshein. Like, what does that mean altogether? Do mitzvahs really become fermented? Do they really get old? You know what I mean? What does that mean, really? I don't think I'm asking a philosophical question. I'm just trying to understand what exactly. I mean, until now I've been in a very generic mode of bizui. And you guys have forced the question to make it a little more exacting. Well, if you can ask that question, then I'm very curious about this Rashi. How the Mechilta learns. We might have to think about it. I'm not sure if we're going to, you know, get it on the spot. I did want to take up the problem, though, of tefillin, if I may. I'd like to at least do that. Then we can always think about it a little bit more, about what exactly the issur of Eim Avirin is. The answer to your question, how do you know it's a Maisa Mitzvah, is that that's what I told you. Tosa's whole premise is that it's Shirayim Zekiyim Mizbeach, so it could be anywhere. It could have been in any Yisod. All the Torah had to write was El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. Which Yisod? What's the difference? Zekiyim Mizbeach. Now I'd be able to determine it from another principle of Eim Avirin, the first possible opportunity to do the Maisa. But in a chanami, if I violated Eim Avirin, okay, so I'll still have the kiyum by doing it by the Yisod Romi. But the answer is Eim Avirin wouldn't work. And the truth is, the Torah is really telling you, Asher Pesach HaOmoed, you can't say anything more than simply that is what the Torah inherently holds. That it has to be Yisod Ma'aravi, because that's Asher Pesach Al Moed. So now let's take a look at the Gemara on in Yuma, on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, last four lines, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. So the Gemara says, "V'dishim is be'ach apnimi kodem la'tavas chamesh neros." Right, this is all part of the Seder Ayom. That's in the Seder by Abaye, except not in the Gra Seder. Gra doesn't have it. In a standard sitter. Abaye have a masada say the maracha mishmei the gemara libid avashval. Okay. So anyhow, so the gemara says, Dishim is be'echa pnimi kodom adavas chamesh neiros. My time, Amar Abaye, Gemara Gemirna, Svara lo Yadana. See that? So Abaye said, look, I know the halacha, that I have a mesoran, but the Svara I don't know. V'rava Amar k'Reish Lakish. Rava said it's in accordance with Reish Lakish. D'Amar Reish Lakish, Ein Mavirin al ha-mitzvahs. V'chi ayel lahechal b'mizbeach paga b'resha. D'sanya, shulchan b'tzafon, mashach min hakosel shnei amas u'machsa. So the shulchan was on the, so you're walking into the hechal, of course you're walking in a westerly direction. So the north will be to your right. So the shulchan was to your right, off the kosel, 2.5 amas, off the northern wall. Umenorah bedarom, and the menorah was to the left in the Kodesh. Meshucha min hakosel, 2.5 amos u'machsa. 2.5 amos off the southern wall. Mizbeach memutza va'omeid be'emsa. And the Mizbeach was right, the Mizbeach HaKetores was right in the middle. Dead center. Between the between the menorah and the shulchan. Okay, umashach klapei chutz kima, but it was slightly towards the eastern, towards the entrance. Okay, v'nukme lahadayu. Why wasn't it exactly in the same exact line as the menorah and the mizbeach? I mean, the menorah and the shulchan. Kevin d'chsev zos ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan. Okay, since it says this is the menorah, that's nochach the shulchan. Be'inin the chazu adadi. All right, whatever that means. But the Torah Shmalpez is troubled with why the Torah said that the menorah is nochach ha-shulchan. Like, why did it use that as the its reference, as opposed to, let's say, the mizbeach itself? Anyhow, so the
Gemara.
What?
You have Zos or Ves?
Ves. Sorry. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. Ves ha-menorah nocha shulchan. I'm sorry. Okay, b'ini d'chazu adadi. Amar Rava sh'mamina medereish lakish avuri drah totafta asar. Heichi avid midrah l'totafta. So the Rava said, for what can you deduce to learn out from Reish Lakish's principle? That you can't pass over the Shal Yad to the Shal Rosh. That's Usser. So you have to go from the Yad to the Rosh. So Rashi learns, what does that mean? Mid the Rosh Shal Lakish, to Amar Ein Mavir and Allah Mitzvos, Avuri Jroa Totafta, La'acher Tfilin Shebizroa, Bishvil Tfilin Shal Rosh Aser, Da Bizroa Pagat Chila. So, to delay the Tfilin of the Zroa for the Tfilin of the Shal Rosh is Aser. Why? Because the person first meets up, encounters his upper arm before he encounters his head. Right? That's what his arm will naturally encounter. It will naturally encounter the Yad, place of the Yad, before the arm, upper arm, before the Rosh. Okay, hechi avid, midro l'totafta. Min azroa yavo el harosh, I think it should be. Yeah, I think so. Min azroa yavo el harosh. Yaniach shebizroa tchila. V'achakach yaniach shorosh. All right. Bottom line is, what does it mean? That you should put on your shalyad first, and then you should put on your shorosh. If you want to avoid the isser of Ein Mavirin. So Rashi learns that the Gemara is speaking about the question of the Seder Hanachas HaTfilin. So Tosfos, the first Tosfos on the Daf, Avuri Jroa Totafta, Pirish Rashi, Laniach Tfilin Barosh Kodem Shiniach Tfilin Shal Yad, Aser, Dekam mavir al mitzvahs tefillin shel yad. Dekam mavir al mitzvahs tefillin shel yad. Depaga bereisha bizroa. Kodem shiagia l'rosh. Okay? So he quotes the Rashi we just explained. Now he says, v'kasha l'fi demai l'v'kasha l'perusho. The my area midrash lakish. What are you saying? Anything from the opinion the halacha of resh lakish? Typically midamav peraka komets rabba, right? It's a beferish gemara and daf lamed vav kishum meniach meniach shol yad ve'achach shol rosh. Dichsiv ugshartem liolsa yadecha ve'hodav ayul tatafos beninecha. So that's his kasha, and then he gives the Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Haigon give a whole different meaning of what is it, how you, what the Isser of Eim Avirin is regarding tefillin, and it has nothing to do with the Seder Hanacha. Okay? A whole different pshat. It has to do with that you should set up your tefillin in such a way, right, that when you are looking to do the mitzvah of Hanachas tefillin, you shouldn't first encounter the Shel Rosh. Because since you're obligated to put on the Shel Yad first, if you encounter the Shel Rosh first, you're going to be obligated to put it down, and that's going to be the Isser of Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs. And therefore, practically, you should put it in your tick in such a way that the Shel Yad is on top, so this way you always hit that one first, and then the Shel Rosh. Okay, we'll come back to Rabbeinu Tam Rav Haigon. Okay, they have their own interesting issues to deal with. But the question is, a big kash on Rashi. How could Rashi learn the Gemara, Ein Mavirin, when the Gemara says that Avurei draw, Atotafta is talking about the Seder HaNachas Tefillin. The Seder HaNachas Tefillin is a Beferish Apasuk. As the Gemara says, Ukshartam Liyosei Adecha Vayiltat Tefals Beinenecha. So Ein Mavirin is completely superfluous. How can you say that? That's what determines how you should put on the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. That is Tosfos Kasha. So I think Rashi needs a little defense. I was thinking like this. Wait, what's this noise? Hold on. So I was thinking like this. The Rashi learns that Ukshartam Liosai Adecha Vayul Tadafos Beninecha is not essentially a prescription of the Maisa HaMitzvah. It's halacha in the Kiyam HaGavra that it should be Ukshartam Liosai Adecha Vehayu. That's really how, that is the proper way that the Gavra should be ma'utar b'tfillin. That when he's wearing his Shel Rosh, his Shel Yad should also be on. It's a kiyam in the Gavra. In the Gavra ha-ma'utar b'tfillin. So if you went ahead and did it in the wrong order, just based on the pasuk, it would be that you would be forfeiting that kiyum for a moment or two. It would be a lack in the v'hayu l'totafos b'neinecha. If the guy put on the tefillin shel rosh first before the shel yad, then he would rectify it, of course, and quickly put on the shel yad. But here, Ein Mavirin is telling you an Isser insofar as the Seder Hanacha itself. That there's an Isser involved. That since he's Paga Bizroa Tchila, so if he passes over that Kiyam in the Chefta Shel Yad for a kiyam in the Chefta Shel Rosh, he's over an Isser insofar as the Maisa Hanachas Tefillin. So it's telling you a different idea. It's telling you an Isser within the framework of the Seder Hanacha, the Maisa Hanacha. That Eim Avirin tells you there's an Isser there. So that's a different dimension than the question of the Kiyam and the Gavra, of how the Gavra should be Ma'utar B'Tfilin. And therefore Rashi makes sense.
That's good. Very good.
I thought Chaim was going to ask me from over there, where do you see a Chefetz altogether? It is off. Yeah, it's just
Can't plug it? Yeah, can't plug it.